It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lyman hated yesterday for a very difficult reason. That coming up around 9:20 this morning. I mean, a lot of people hated yesterday. Lyman hated it for a very difficult reason yesterday. I felt bad for your wife. That coming up at around 9:20. So Darius Garland, according to Zach Lowe, Zach Lowe's back in podcasting again. He's on The Ringer with Bill Simmons. He's their NBA guy. And Zach Lowe is, he's been on the show before, has he not? I think he has.
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, yeah, I think he, back in the day. He's on The Ringer now. He left ESPN. And there was a lot of conversation last year about whether or not Jason had made up. So Jason doesn't make up anything. You can hate Jason all you want, and Jason has, Lima has a better bedside manner than Jason. Lima's actually nicer about his arguments than Jason, if you can believe that. So when Lloyd says something, there's a lot of people that get mad. I'm like, guys, I've known the guy for umpteen years. He ain't ever going to lie. He's never lied. He's never just made something up. As much as it bothers people to read his stuff, he just hits you over the head with nasty verbiage, and it makes you mad. It makes me mad. He gets me mad. But he posted that Darius Garland could want out. Apparently, that's not only true, it was very close, according to what you heard, that there was a time where it could have been close.
But yeah, listen to Zach Lowe, his return podcast, which, by the way, was nothing but positive about the Cavs. He is pumped about Atkinson and this team and Donovan Mitchell. Says for him, he's still, even with the slump over the last 2 months, is still in his all-NBA first team. He has Mobley second team, so... he could not stop talking positively about the Cavs, but did have this to say about Garland.
You know, we talked about how he slipped a little since the All-Star break, but the game the other night was a good example of, like, he still has that thing to him, and he has a chance to now not only be a first-team All-NBA guy, but to maybe play in the finals. I think he's a great guy. I've always heard good things about him. He does a lot of good charitable stuff and seems like a good teammate. I think the Cavs guys all love him, and I'm just happy he's in that moment because I like him.
One peg down, the Darius Garland situation also could have gone sideways. And the 100%. Rumblings around that were about his, I won't say unhappiness, but the uncertainty of whether this was really going to be the place for him with Donovan Mitchell having superseded him as the alpha guy in the backcourt. Those were true. And he's figured it out. He got healthy. They figured it out together. He's one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA.
So I like what he says about Darius Garland. It does make me it gives me pause at the end of the season, just about because now it gives me a lot more pressure on where this team has to go. Because I think that there's a lot of things that we don't necessarily talk about all the time when it comes to the Cavs in this year. I know that we've kind of handled the Cavs with kid gloves here over the last couple of months. There has been a little bit of a slump even during the 16-game winning streak. The scoring wasn't as good. And even myself, I think that some people, I think they've waited to be critical of the Cavs, and so they've kind of overdone it here recently because I'm getting called a great big fat excuse maker making great big fat excuses because I'm looking at the Cavs going, man, they haven't practiced at home in 50 days.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. I think
that's
some
a hellish schedule.
I think a lot of those excuses are justifications. I think they're fine.
Fair.
I think the Cavs haven't had anything to play for in a long time.
That's
they've basically had the one seed wrapped up for half the season. So I do buy a lot of those, quote, excuses.
But it makes me feel better, a guy like Zach Lowe, because I got to tell you, I get a little worried. I got some residual stuff from back in the day over Darius Garland. The fights that we've had, I'm not talking about just you and me, the fights that we've had daily about Darius Garland as a fan base over the last, not this year, but the previous 3 years before, it was a daily struggle about Darius. It seems ever since Darius got here. Because the first, remember, it was a Colin Sexton ball-sharing thing. Then it was Donovan Mitchell. Can they play together in the small backcourt? Does the small backcourt work? And I will tell you, as much as I've been talking tough and saying, hey, you can fear no team, I'm looking at it as a fan and as an analyst as best I can. I don't want that argument to happen again. So it is a very important series coming up in the postseason, no matter who they play in the first round, for Darius Garland. And it's going to be very important by the time they get to Boston. Because I see a world where Darius shrinks against any one of these teams. And if you lose before the Eastern Conference Finals, I think a lot of people will just have to accept the reality of Boston being that good and the possibility of losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's one thing. If somehow, some way, you lose to any one of those other teams in the Eastern Conference playoffs, I think the gloves are going to come off for a lot of people. And I think that he's going to be public enemy number one. It's just so easy to blame him. Whether or not it's true or not, he has to go and do superhuman things for you to not blame Darius Garland. He's small. He's easily pushed off his spot. He is a guy that is not Donovan Mitchell. He's not Evan Mobley. He falls in between. One's a unicorn. One's already a one percenter in so many ways. So he falls in between that category. And because of that, people find him to be an easy trade commodity. I don't know how many wings that people are going to give you for Darius Garland, but we've been down that road before. There is so much pressure on him to perform for the rest of this year. The postseason in general is what I'm talking about, than there I think there is any other Cavalier, maybe even combined, but I don't want to get hyperbolic here.
And I'll put the stats out on social media, but it's not good in three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be, to me, kind of crucial categories here. Last 2 months, his numbers have dropped off a cliff. They're actually worse than last year. In the last 2 months. Remember, last year was all-time season from hell. Number two, he's bad against Boston. He just is. I think a lot of it has to do, that they target him so much defensively that he's got nothing left offensively, because they will take turns sending Jaylen Brown at him, Tatum at him. They have no problem just pushing right at him and moving him around and searching and destroying when it comes to mismatches. And then third is the fact that he hasn't done anything in the playoffs. His playoffs have been bad. I mean, his playoff numbers are just flat out bad. So those are three different factors that he has a chance. Now, to me, I look at it as an opportunity. He has the opportunity to make all those questions go away with a great playoff run. I wish he was shooting much better heading into the playoffs. The good news is he's been clutch. I mean, he has been clutch all year. That guy, under 4 minutes left in a tight game, they haven't had a ton of those opportunities. But when they have been in close games, he has been awesome. Not just good, he's been awesome. So
yeah.
It's funny because it belies all the other numbers. You would think in close games against physical guys, officials allowing more contact at the end of games, they're not just going to allow the foul merchant stuff. But he's actually come through. He's hit big shots. So hopefully that is what can carry over into the playoffs.
216-474-0092. I'll put him to the front of the line. Mario in Cleveland, hello.
So I'm going to be quick about this, Darius Garland. You Sweet Tim music me one time because I made a statement about we should trade Darius Garland. You Sweet Tim music, which I thought was funny, and I thought it was cool because I got Sweet Tim music. But here we are in March, and you're talking about Garland being probably enemy number one if he don't perform.
Hold on. Mario, one, I'm glad you were happy you got Sweet Chin music. Two, I'm not the one who controls that. That's no, Owen.
It's a badge
of honor. The third part
of
it is,
on number two,
the
Mario,
third part of it is that this is what I'm foreshadowing. Because I've seen games where I don't believe Darius Garland was the main problem. And they lose some of those games in the past. I'm not talking about this year. This year has been almost utopia. But I'm talking about games in the past that they have played that I don't think he's anywhere near the problem. That somehow I come in here at 6 a.m. and I got people lined up ready to tell me, including you, that he's got to go. And I think it's an unfair... hold on. I think it's an unfair blame that Darius Garland has taken by a lot of people watching the Cavs over the last 3 to 4 years. That's where I stand on it.
You're 100% right.
Thank you.
I realized that call. I said, you know what? Ken was right. I was wrong. But okay, Ken. I'm going to let bygones be bygones.
Thank you.
We'll see how this play out.
I got nothing against you. I appreciate the call. 216-474-0092. Hey, if Darius Garland goes out there and sucks up the room and Boston swallows him, I'll have a conversation. I have to. But this is what I got so emotional about yesterday. I'm tired of playing peekaboo because he ain't big. He's not going to wake up tomorrow and be 6'8". He's 6'2", if that. He's small. He's got a small frame. Ain't nothing changed. Like, Evan, you could tell, has put on something here over the last year. Like, he's really started to become a grown man. I think Darius is Darius now.
Yeah, that's what he is.
And there's a lot of teams that I think they just think, if I send one of my nut jobs out there on the wing and I set something hard for him, he's going to go sit on the bench. And so now I'm dealing with three. And now I control the defensive space. That's a scary scenario for me. All right? So they have to be able to take care of each other. So if Ty Jerome goes cold, or Max Strus goes cold, which I know you're waiting to do that.
He's shooting his career best this year.
Evan Mobley, who's gotten bigger and gotten stronger and gotten faster, and I do believe has gotten tougher, starts getting pushed around by Isaiah Stewart, who I know is a crazy person. But if he starts getting pushed around, I'm not going to sit there and not pay attention to the real problem going on and just blame Darius Garland. The way that people wanted to do back in the Colin Sexton days, because we just had to do everything we could for Colin Sexton because the team sucked and someone had to score 30 points a night because everybody's scoring in the NBA, which you know that you're correct about that. So I come off as a Darius Garland defender because over the last years of his career, the first years of his career up till now, I believe this team has been better with him on the floor. Now, if we get to a Boston point and it's just now there's got to be a change. Okay, good luck finding me a team that's going to trade us a great wing for Darius Garland. But if you can do that, God bless you, I'll listen to it. But some of these other teams, about the toughness stuff, yeah, they're going to take a swipe at him, and we're going to have to talk about that. But I can't sit there and just be afraid of Indiana, Orlando, or, I mean, Jake just basically said it. Like, yeah, we don't have Mo Wagner. We're not going to have Jalen Suggs to score. He just kind of said it like they're going to try to get really nasty with us. I mean, read what Jake was saying.
That's all they can do.
And I look at Detroit. Detroit has Cade Cunningham. They have some talent there. I think they're on their way. I told you on the phone, I think in a couple of years they're going to be a serious, serious team that we have to deal with. They're going to definitely get physical. So you're going to have to just deal with this, and you guys are going to have to step up and be tougher here. And yeah, you're going to have to hide him a little bit because he's only 6'2". He's a pup. Donovan's a bigger body. Jarrett's obviously bigger. Evan's obviously bigger. So someone's going to have to come out there and establish.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.